The volume of papers on cancer has become a despair to scientists, teachers, and doctors, and communications between scientists and the public are also becoming increasingly complex. An important role in such communications is that of the trained science writer and narrator who edits, translates difficult research data into a language that is understood by us all. It is impossible these days not to be aware of cancer. The diagnosis and the clinical course of prominent people are carefully detailed in the newspapers. At the level of all citizens, there are few families in the world, particularly in the who have not had personal experience with this disease. This, of course, is almost inevitable, because now cancer is the number two scourge. At the end of this presentation, there follows guidelines on the step-by-step self-examination of the breasts that can be administered in the privacy of a bedroom or bathroom in front of a well-lighted mirror. A self-examination program that is saving and prolonging lives throughout the world. Cells make tissues. Tissues make organs. And organs, like the heart and the liver, added together, make up the body. Although cancer has always been a threat to man, it did not become a major cause of death until some infectious diseases were brought under control.
This control was made possible by the use of antibiotics, improved sanitation, and vaccines. Cancer is a disease in which the cells abnormally in an uncontrolled pattern of growth.
As the cancer cells increase in number, they push.
Cancer is a disease in which the cells divide abnormally in an uncontrolled pattern of growth.
Hi, Susie. I don't think this is it. Hey, Susie. This isn't it. Is it? I don't think this is a place to hear the way I feel.
I hear you, Caroline. The dog's not hitting the spot for us. I guess we came to the wrong place.
As the cancer cells increase in number, they push and crowd out.
But, Susie, my head's starting to float.
I can feel it too.
Abnormally, in an uncontrolled pattern.
Oh no!
My brain is spilling.
We have here a message from the medical societies all over the world. And we quote, invest 5 to 10 minutes in your life every 30 days. End of quote. We put it to the lady. Is this 5 to 10 minutes a month worth it?
But medical science has something else to say about this. That the magnitude and importance
of self-examination of the breasts and the ultimate value of this examination have yet to be fully realized by modern woman.
Mm-hmm.